This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
And Bellinger uncorks one to right. Are you kidding me? Four out of the first five Yankees have homered all to right field. A flyout for Ramon Urias, and a big win for the Yankees in Game 2. They even the series as they beat the Orioles 15-3 and spoil Kyle Gibson's return.
Did you give up four homers in the first inning? That's kind of a telling sign. But at that point, I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to get through the game, and hopefully he settles down a little bit and give us some innings. It's his first start. It's not an easy assignment.
You got to kind of process it, you know, figure out if they were all just bad execution or the wrong pitch, and try to go get outs next inning. You know, you can't change what's happened. You can't, and definitely if you sit there and worry about what's happening, then more bad things are going to, you know, go wrong. So it's obviously way less than ideal, but you got to go out there and get the next inning and see how far into the game you can get.
You know, it's been a lot. That's happened quite a few times this year, and you want our guys to continue to fight. I didn't think we threw our bats away, even though Rendon was really good. He was carving us up. Yeah, you got to try to stay in the game somehow and try to take selfish at-bats, take the best at-bat you possibly can. And
Brandon Hyde talking about the Orioles, the offense. You're down 5-0 before you could blink. Coming out there trying to generate any O when you're facing these early deficits, which they've done a lot, by the way, in the last 10 days, quite frankly, going back to Easter Sunday. But let me tell you my story. Aleve Pickles, glorious night, by the way, Pickles Pub. We'll be there again tonight, me and Ryan Ripken for BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. So I'm walking past Camden Yards, going to Lot A, and I hear Adrian Roberts still doing the Orioles lineup, batting ninth, Dylan Carlson, clap, 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 clap. So I get in my car, start my Honda. Got to reboot from, you know, Sirius to FM, which takes a couple minutes. But I'm driving, getting to the exit there, Lot A, about to turn right onto Lee Street. There was a van there, so I had to wait for them a little bit. By the time it kicked on, it was 3-0. And I looked at him, I was like, I've been in my car less than 5 minutes. What the hell just happened? Five pitches happened. It was 3-0, three consecutive homers. And by the time I got home, which is about, if I'm speeding, I could be home in 15 minutes. Let's just say I wasn't exactly speeding. So I got home like 17. It was 5-0. Yankees had six extra base hits in the first inning. And you heard Kevin Brown on Masson in the open there say the Yankees even the series. If this was boxing, they wouldn't even play tonight. It'd be like Arthur Buchanan would have waved it off. Nah, we're good. We don't need to see. It's like going into the 14th round when your eyes are shut and you're bleeding out of your mouth. Nah, we're good. We don't need to see any more of this. And they will play tonight because it only counts as one loss. Devastating loss at that. But trying to build offense. And the pitching, Kyle Gibson got clobbered. There's no other way to explain it. And he's going to start again because he has to. It's kind of where they are with the injuries and such. But they got clobbered. But you still have to score. You still have to grab a bat and perform. Oh, we're down 5-0, so we might as well just go up there and take three called strikes and get out of here in an hour and a half. No, you still have to do your job. And Carlos Rodon, who they've had success against in the past, looked like Whitey Ford out there last night. You heard Hyde say he was carving us up. You still have to go out and do your jobs. And Judge made a sliding play to rob a hit there in the first inning, and that was a brilliant piece of defense. But it goes back to me, the biggest problem this team has. They can't score. They cannot get consistent run production, and the lineup changes constantly, and you've got these injuries, and they suck against left-handers, which was supposed to be addressed in the offseason with Sanchez and Laureano, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It hasn't happened. Gunnar hit a mad home run, as Ben McDonald said. So, boy, that was a frustration home run because that thing was a missile to right field. But all right, you're down by 13, I believe, at the time when you did it. Or 12. Or, yeah, it was 15-2, I think, when he hit it. Yeah. Either way, it's brutal. It's like Adley's on Easter. Yeah, it's great. You cut it to 24. Where is the offense? We talked before the show. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. In football, basketball, hockey, whatever, name a sport. Even if your team's getting their asses kicked, hey, I'm get mine. You know what I mean? I mean, okay, we're down 5-0, but I'm going to try to get 4 hits. At least for my personal gratification and try to pad my stat line. I mean, they go up there. It's almost like it's a team thing. I don't know if you can go meekly into the Baltimore night. And it was a beautiful night, by the way, downtown Baltimore. Gibson got rocked. Probably not ready. I think that was pretty obvious. It's not like he was lighting it up in his rehab starts down in Norfolk. But, boy, is it rock bottom? I mean, they are in last place. And that was pretty embarrassing. And, you know, they've been getting blown out a lot. And that's kind of a problem, obviously. But where's the offense? And I don't know. Because the pitching, you're going to have to outslug teams. And as we've seen, their run differential right now. Let me just scroll down the standings just to double check. Their run differential is the second worst in baseball. Behind only Colorado. Who's lost 8 in a row and they're already 15.5 games out of first place. I mean, it's the last day of April and their run differential is minus 50. So, Nolan, I know you had hopes, not high hopes, but you were, somewhat optimistic that Gibson would give him innings. And look, if that would have been his fourth start of the year, he wouldn't have made it out of the first inning. But he had to take the gaff. Because they needed him to eat something. I mean, Charlie Morton had to pitch last night. Because he looks like he's going to certainly miss his next start with his 0 for 2025. But, I mean, Kyle Gibson, it to the point where you kind of sort of felt bad for what was going on in his night. And then he gets a little dribbler, does the Nadia Comaneci splits. They're like, oh, is he hurt? He's going to be like, that would make perfect sense, by the way. His first start gets clobbered, then gets hurt, and they put him on the IL. But needless to say, Kyle Gibson did not reach your modest expectations, or hopes, I should say, last night.
Yeah, we were chuckling yesterday. That sounds pretty good right about now. 5 innings, 3 runs. Yeah, all the people rolling their eyes. You know, I'd take that in a heartbeat. But, this might be rock bottom. I think I might be willing to go that far. In the words of Clark Griswold, worse? How could it get any worse? I don't know. We are in hell right now. We have no pitching. We have nothing. And there's, again, Kyle Gibson. We say the term savior, that he was supposed to be. We say it in jest, but was supposed to be some sort of reinforcement. And looking at what Morton's done, you know, how could he be worse than that? Well, sure enough, just give me a chance. I'll go show you. But in all seriousness, he gets another turn, another couple turns, because they don't have anybody else. If Charlie Morton can go out there and stink it up for 6-7 starts before they start to question him, then Kyle Gibson can get at least 2 or 3. But he was clearly missing his spots. He doesn't have a lot of velocity to begin with, so it's all about location for him, and he didn't have his location. And tipping pitches, he kind of thought that he might have been giving something up, but second pitch of the game when it's almost onto Utah Street and the next couple home runs are on the first pitch, I don't think you're tipping. I think it was just meatballs.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm, who was hurt, got a triple. He's like, he swings and then he grabs his side. He's like, no, I'm hitting. I mean, he's like, it's like they were like fighting each other to get off the dugout, get out of the dugout to swing away. But man, that was brutal. And it is discouraging for sure. And if you're a position player, this is because I played on bad baseball teams in a very, very low level. And you're just standing there like, when the bleep is this going to happen?
I thought it was like slow pitch softball.
Yeah, and then you get up and then you go 1-2-3 and then you're back. Well, it's football.
Other team, they march down the field against your defense. Your offense goes three and out. You're back out there. That's what the Orioles are dealing with, or have been, a lot.